It's Rebecca from Raw Fully Wholesome, and today I wanted to make a video about my raw vegan pregnancy so far. If you follow me on social media, you will have seen some of my posts where I shared a few of my struggles, but I really just wanted to go into a little bit more detail on this video. So we found out that I was pregnant in September 2014. We were super excited. We were trying, and it was about 4 weeks pregnant when my nausea and my morning sickness or all day sickness started. Now, I was super shocked, honestly. It hit me like a ton of bricks, and I was actually really, really surprised that I got sick. And reason being is, you might be thinking maybe I didn't get sick in my first pregnancy. I did. But my diet had changed so much and I felt so good. For the first time, I really felt like I was thriving. I just had so much energy, so much mental clarity. The whites of my eyes were brighter. I just felt amazing. And that was due to switching over from a high raw, high fat vegan diet to a high carb, high raw vegan diet. Oh, that's a tongue twister. I'm sorry. Hopefully you were following along with me there. But so the diet changes that I had made had such huge impact on my health that I was absolutely convinced that my next pregnancy would be completely different. And I was sure that, you know, I wouldn't get sick, or if I did, it really wouldn't be that bad, but I would be able to continue eating the way that I normally do and everything would be okay. Wrong. I literally was hit with such bad nausea. I can't even begin to explain it. Unless you've experienced it, you'll never fully understand what it's like. And so I was struggling so much. Now, one of the things that made it even harder for me was that in my last pregnancy, I got the nausea, but in the early stages when I was picky about what I felt like I could stomach, all I ate was fruit and salads and fresh food. That's all I craved. That's all I felt like my body could handle and could stomach. And so I was thinking this time around, okay, it really sucks that I'm this sick. But you know, like hopefully I'll be able to still keep up with, you know, the way that I eat. And I was still kind of convinced that I would be able to just eat what I normally eat. I was still having green smoothies every morning for a little while. And then I think it got to like week 5 or week 6 and I had to stop all smoothies. I had to stop all fruit actually. It was like the worst thing that could have possibly happened to me. Fruit is like a bulk of my daily calories, and so removing that from my diet is like removing your main source of nutrition. So that was a huge eye-opener for me. I had to go with my body. I couldn't fight what my body was telling me that it needed or that it could handle. And so I had to just go with it. So I lived on avocado toast. Basically, that was what I lived on for so many weeks. Eventually, I was able to reintroduce bananas. That did actually help to settle the nausea a little bit. Not for long and not completely, but it did help. And also apples every now and then. That didn't help with the nausea. But, you know, the fruit that I could eat, I just ate as much of it as I felt like I could because that's all I was getting. No smoothies for 10 weeks, you guys. I drink a green smoothie every single day, usually for breakfast. It's just my favorite time to have it. I just love my green smoothies first thing in the morning, and I couldn't touch them for 10 weeks. So I don't know if anyone saw my post when I had my first green smoothie. Once my nausea subsided and I was able to stomach it again, it was like the most incredible thing ever. I was so happy. And it was actually raining in San Diego that day. So it was like two amazing things happening at once. Like, it never rains here, and I haven't been able to drink a green smoothie in so long. Combine the two, and I was just super happy that day. But anyway, so yeah, avocado on toast is what I basically lived on, and a lot of like starchy and grainy carbs. That's all my body can handle, and very simple, plain foods. Not a lot of salt, which I don't eat anyway, so that was good. But you know, not a lot of flavorings. I needed plain food, and obviously the sweetness of fruit, just couldn't touch it. And even the density and the wateriness of fruit, like, grossed me out. Like, I couldn't even begin to, it was bad. So then at 16 weeks, my nausea basically stopped. Like, that was when my morning sickness or my all day sickness basically came to an end, and I was able to eat fruit again. I was basically able to go back to my normal diet that I had been on for so long before that. So that was awesome. Now, the one thing that I wanted to mention though was that because I was convinced that, you know, my diet would have completely changed the route of my pregnancy in terms of whether I'd suffer from sickness or not, and then it eventually didn't, you know, I just wanted to share that with people out there, especially if you are trying raw or you are raw and you haven't yet been pregnant. I know that it's happened to a lot of raw foodies where they have not been able to stomach that same food that they're used to once they fall pregnant. I don't know why. Like, our bodies do the weirdest, crazy things in pregnancy, but let this be a little bit of hope to those out there, because you never know if you might be the one that, you know, gets pregnant and then suddenly you can't eat any of the food that you're used to eating. Don't feel guilty. Do not beat yourself up about it. Give your body what it needs, what it's asking for. And then as soon as that nausea and that yucky feeling that you get goes away, like, get back on the horse, go back to eating what you're used to eating, nourish your cells, give it as much nutrition as you can. As soon as I was able to reintroduce those foods, all I wanted was fruit smoothies, mono meals, salads. Like, that's all I wanted, because my body was like just craving some nutrient dense, mineral rich foods that it had been lacking for so long. Thankfully, avocado on toast isn't the worst thing you can give your body, but it's also not the best thing, and especially not when you're eating it like pretty much all day. I was going through a couple of loaves of bread a week because I was eating like two slices at a time, and I was doing that like three times a day, and that was basically all I was eating, amongst, you know, a couple other things, but that was actually mainly what I was eating. So then, you know, another thing that I wanted to mention is that the difference that I have felt in this pregnancy, you know, through the second trimester and now into the third, compared to my last pregnancy. In my last pregnancy, I had morning sickness until 19 weeks, but it wasn't as bad as I got it this time, but it just like lingered and carried on. At 19 weeks, I was, you know, I wasn't feeling nauseous every day, but I just didn't feel great. I was lethargic constantly. I didn't have that second trimester glow that everyone talks about. I didn't have a burst of energy. I couldn't keep working out like I tried, but it just wasn't happening. I just had no energy. I just didn't feel good. This time around, I have actually felt amazing, and I attribute that 100% to the diet changes that I made. So I was eating my high carb, low fat, high raw vegan before I fell pregnant, and then as soon as I could introduce that food again. And I think that that has had such a huge impact on how I feel. I feel like I do have a little bit of the glow. I don't know. You be the judge of that. But I feel good. I have energy. I haven't had any insomnia. I also haven't had any like crazy lethargy where I'm just completely knocked out. You know, I still get tired. I'm growing a human, so that's to be expected, but I haven't had any of that ridiculous lethargy. Now, I'm in my third trimester now, and you know, this morning it did hit me and I felt really tired, but I know that that's also my body telling me you need to get more sleep, and I haven't been getting a ton of sleep. So that's one of the things that I just need to work on and focus on now in these last few months of pregnancy. I just need to focus on, you know, giving my body the rest that it needs and not pushing myself too hard because I feel good. Because even if I feel good, you know, growing a human is the real deal. Like, you need to, you know, allow your body to rest and recover and especially rejuvenate those cells overnight as well. So that's basically, you know, my pregnancy journey so far. I haven't been 100% raw, and I wanted to share this as well because I think it's really important that people understand that it's more important to listen to your body than it is to, you know, kill yourself trying to follow a structured guideline of what you think you should be doing. My body has been telling me that I need a lot of cooked food at night. Hey, I still love cooked food, and I just make sure that it's the right food. I eat high carb, low fat, vegan dinner with, you know, cooked starches, potatoes, sometimes rice, sometimes brown rice pasta, lots of veggies and that kind of thing. And I feel fine. I feel great. And during the day, bulk of my calories is fruit. And then I'll sometimes have salad. It just depends on how I feel. And, you know, I think that that's the most important thing. So if you want to be all raw during your pregnancy, awesome. That is amazing. And, you know, I would have loved to do that this time, but, you know, I was never going to force myself to do something that I didn't feel like I could fully achieve and feel good about. So listen to your body. Sometimes at night, all I want is a green smoothie for dinner, or I do just want a salad. And so I'm all raw that day. And, you know, that happens a couple times a week. And the rest of the time, I'm raw till four. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think you need to listen to your body. And I think that, you know, the guilt needs to stop. Raw food is going to nourish your cells better than any other food. But if you're eating raw all day long and you have a high carb cooked meal at night, then your body is still going to thrive. And, you know, your body is going to love you for listening to it when it needed something else. So that's all I have to say on that. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me blab on for so long. And now I just wanted to share with you what I've been eating all day. And this is just an average day for me. It changes every day, but this is today. So for breakfast, I just had a simple green smoothie. I do this pretty much every morning. Usually it's a base of between 6 and 8 bananas, about 1.5 liters of water. Sometimes I'll add dates or berries, or it just depends on what other fruit I have on hand, and then whatever greens I have on hand as well. So as a mid-morning snack, I had Daterade. I basically put about 15 dates into the blender with about 1 to 1.5 liters of water and about 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And I blend that all up, and it makes the most amazingly sweet, frothy milkshake. You have to try it if you haven't already. So for lunch, I basically had the leftovers from a massive batch of salad that I had made for dinner the night before. This salad recipe is actually one of the featured recipes in my new raw food reset plan, which is out now. And I will leave the link in the description below if you're interested in checking that out. And the dressing is a tasty tropical dressing. It's tangy and sweet, and it's probably my favorite raw dressing that I have ever tasted, and it's definitely my favorite that I've ever created, and that's available in the plan, so I urge you to check that out. It's so good, and I know that you would love it too. So I'm currently doing some work and feeling a little bit peckish, so what better than to eat some bananas? So I just hoove down as many as I want. Got two here. I have a box outside that's ripe. I'll just eat as many as I feel like it, until I'm satisfied, and that'll be like my afternoon snack.
So today was a raw till 4 day. I just really felt like a hot cooked vegan meal. So I cooked up a bunch of vegetables in the pan, just some zucchini, squash, asparagus, carrots, potato, tomato, and I cooked that with some low sodium vegetable broth and some spices, served it over rice with cilantro, and I don't cook with oil, so it's low fat, high carb, completely hits the spot. And that was my dinner. So I hope you've enjoyed this video, and I will see you next time.